Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, happy Thursday. I pray that you are well and in perfect health and spirit. I hope that this day brings you all the fullness of joy and that you are walking in it despite the circumstances that surrounding us. Today I'm going to be reading 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, praise, and require of necessity my faith, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. I've heard this scripture being used in so many context. I've heard it when it comes to war. I've heard it used as a cry out for mercy. I've heard it for the lives of others when others are doing. This morning I want to address it to ourselves and our land and the possessions and the blessings that we are seeking from God, when he says, if my people shall humble themselves, pray, seek, praise, and require of necessity my faith, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. What are you holding a grudge from today? Who are you not forgiving? Who are you seeking retaliation for that's hurt you? Who do you want to see fall because of what they've done to you? And at the same time, what blessing are you expecting from God? They can't meet up. It just can't happen. I am a living witness for my past former self, who, because I loved so hard, wanted to retaliate, wanted to pay back what you did to me because of how I felt, and realized I never was growing. Apart from that person, apart from that situation, I truly sought God's face, truly craved his love, craved his comfort, craved and believed and stood on the word that redemption is his, vengeance is his, and that he would take care of my oppressors. It wasn't until then that I saw healing in my land. It wasn't then until I saw healing an increase in my territory. It was then until I felt true forgiveness and peace and was able to walk and see the fruit of my labor. So this morning I ask you that you would humble yourself despite what's being thrown at you. Humble yourself despite what people say or do or the circumstances around us. Humble yourself. Let aside vengeance and coming back at them and just trying to take care of the situation through your own self. Humble yourself, seek, crave, and require of God's faith, and let him take care of it, because that's who he is. He is a God that will take care of it. He's a God that can handle all. Pray that you will humble yourself today. Let it go and let God. Father God, we come to you this morning. Thank you for another day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessing, your healing, your mercy, and your grace, Lord God. Lord God, pour into us what we need, Lord God, to humble ourselves and release all things, Lord God, that is not of you, Lord God, from our spirit, from our hearts, from our minds, from our soul. Lord God, let us be free, Lord God, to walk in forgiveness, to walk in love, to do the things that you called us to do, Lord God, despite what the world is throwing at us, despite how the enemy is out there plotting and coming at us, Lord God. But we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. And to know that to be absent in this body is to be present in the spirit with you, Lord God. So we're not walking in fear of our lives being taken. We're not walking in fear of people trying to harm us. We're not walking in retaliation, Lord God, but we're humbling ourselves, Lord God, and walking forward seeking your face, seeking your word, seeking your mercy and your grace and your healing of our land, Lord God, so that we can see the blessings that you have for us, so that we can walk in this, Lord God, and be full, Lord God, of your joy, of your gladness, of your righteousness, of your riches forevermore in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless those, Lord God, who are mourning this morning, Lord God. Bless the loved ones, Lord God, who are trying to wonder why someone occurred to harm their family, Lord God. Lord God, bless them and be with them, Lord God. Put your hands of comfort, protection, and healing around them like never before, Lord God. Heal this land, Lord God. Heal our hearts and be with us in Jesus' name. We bless you. We give you honor, grace, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Be great, be loved, and be blessed. God loves you and so do I.